This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight is Tu Bishvat. I wanted to speak about something that has to do with Brikas Aperis and maybe connect it a little bit to the Parsha. The rhythm is going to tell me if you like that connection. So, we have a halacha that's learned from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that on fruits we say Shechiyonu, new fruits, because the Gemara has their suffix. The Gemara asks, do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur? The Gemara has a suffix. And the Gemara says, went to ask Rav Yehuda, I say Shechiyonu on a new fruit, on a new pumpkin. It's reshus. You want to say shechion, you can say shechion. But I want to know if I have an obligation to say shechion or shanim kippur. So they don't be me a raya from the fruits. So first of all, you see over here a discussion when you eat the fruits, you have to say shechion, you don't have to say shechion. Maybe we'll get back to that in a moment. If it's a chayv amam or shanat. But even if you hold there's a chayv when you eat the fruit to say shechion, it's not a chayv to eat the fruit. Not obligated to eat this specific fruit that, you know, I don't know, what you buy today in the supermarket, the Seishachyam, you have in the gourmet glat, you have these big packages of all these strange fruits, you don't know what they are. They come from all kinds of different places. I'm obligated to go and eat it. It's considered to be a rishus, and therefore don't be a riot from that to the bracha that we have, Shechyanu, on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's what Gemara says over there. So that's what we have, the source. Now the question is, so we say Shechiyonu on these fruits. And the Shaila is, do you say Shechiyonu before the bracha or after the bracha? When do you say Shechiyonu? So the Prima Gaon, according to the Mishnah Berurah, says, the Yishuvili says, you should say Shechiyonu koidem. Say the Shechiyonu before the bracha. Meaning you say Shechiyonu kibanu v'gerun hazman hazeh. Then say boy pray, and then eat. V'achaki v'ach bracha v'ruhullah. That's what you should say. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I have another solution. Say the bracha, eat a little bit, and then say Shechiyonu. That's okay. And in the Yemen also Shechiyonu is fine. Right? It's not going to be a hefsek. And the Shai Tzion says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the issue? So he says, the choyshishim issue with hefsek and bracha la'achilo. You have a bracha and a hefsek between the bracha and achilo, and then you should not say Shechiyonu between the bracha and the achilo. As we, and sometimes Shechiyonu, when do we find that you don't have a hefsek of achilo? He brings the Gemara in brachas. The Gemara brings from Gabi L'Toyer, that person could say, go prepare food for my animal. So don't be aware of there, because that thing you're not allowed to eat, not part of the meal. Mashaykh, we're talking about because of payroll. So we hear Shechiyonu is not so much part of it. So therefore, it may be a hefsek. That's why the Mishnah Berurah holds, you should say Shechiyonu before. That's even in the name of every God. So I said, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Obviously, there's many achronim that argue in this. Just to bring a few examples, we have over here the Chasam Sefer. It's brought down the name of the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer says, of course, you should say the bracha of the fruit first, because the pears started for it. He brings the minute the Chasam Sefer, what was it to do a bracha first? The Abni Nezer and Tshuva and Simon Tafnun, he has someone wants to bring a raya to do Shechiyonu, a bracha then Shechiyonu. Is it a hefsek or not? And the ma'aseh yod is not a hefsek. So the big machloek is in the achrayim. Do you say bracha before or not? The ma'aseh the sfaidim are noyeg to do the bracha first, and then the shechiyonu. And the ba'ashkenazim, it's a machloek. The big machloek is between the paiskim and the ashkenazim. Do you say the bracha first, then the shechiyonu, and the shechiyonu first, then the bracha? Now there's two reasons brought down not to say the shechiyonu between the bracha and the meal. First of all, Mishnah Berurah told us because of hefsek. Others say, because the Gemara tells, really you should have said the bracha Shechiyonu when you see the fruit. But we say it now when you see it, when you eat it. The Rosh brings the halacha, that's what you say it, similar to what we do. An example to that is when we say, you say Shechiyonu on Sukkah, Shechiyonu on Lulav, you really should say Shechiyonu in the beginning. But you say bracha first, and then Shechiyonu, you say the Shechiyonu when you do it on a kais, like you say it. So you do it on the bracha, you don't want to say it on its own. So in Melech, someone to say that therefore you should say Shechiyonu first, because Shechiyonu really should be before you eat it, way before you eat it. It's nothing to do with eating. We were toilet with Achilah. So therefore, you first say bracha, then it's every say shechana, say bracha, and you don't have a hefsek. Or it's not negat it so much. The big issue is the ma'isa. When you compare this to brikas and mitzvahs, the din is when we do kiddush, when do we say shechiyano? We say shechiyano after the kiddush. Even in time of when we say shechiyano, that I could have said shechiyano on the sukkah or on the lulav before. And furthermore, the Mishtibur himself brings in Siman Chav Beis, but it says the din of shechiyano in general. It says over there, talking about the going talis, you put a talis, you know, you shas seal, mevav shas itu for rishon, and you have a new talis, you say shechiyano when you wear it. It says the Mishabro, betchilo mevayach bikas lisatef, first you do lisatef, fa'akakak shechiyano. So all the chayim are bothered by it. But it's like, you just said by the fruit, do you say shechiyano after, before the bracha, according to the Mishabro. So why by what are you putting on the talis, you say that if it needs a shechiyano? Why by a begged chub, it should be different? What's the shot? Right, someone is saying maybe it has to do with the mitzvah of talis. Maybe that can be different. Look at what's the shot in this idea that by fruits, you have an issue over here to put the shechiyano between the bracha and the eating. So maybe we could answer as follows. We find in the Gemara over there, we mentioned the Gemara in Eruv, the Gemara says that you can't bring a raya for fruits because fruits is a rishus. So what does it mean rishus? Does it mean that you don't have to say shechiyanu? Or at least you don't have to eat the fruit? You don't have to. The saints of learns from here that you say a bracha even in a suffolk. Why? Because the saints of learns, first of all, simple understanding the Gemara, it says rishus. I mean, I don't have to. I could. It's also the Mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara there asks, do you say Shechiyanu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So they go, well, let's bring a raya for a fruit. So they go, no, there it's Rishus. If I want, I can do it. If I don't want, I have to do it. So the Beseis of Lunzum, you say Shechiyanu on a Suffolk. As I state in Beseis in Simen, Tavlam, as Beis, speak about Hichus, Dikas Chometz. The Shaila is to say Shechiyanu of Dikas Chometz or not. Discussion. And then the tourist says, you can do bracha. Says if how do you do it? So that's what Bishayzev asks. So the Chayyim are coming to explain different ways. The Bach says it's not mamish considered to be a suffik. It's a rishus, means you could choose to do it if you want to. So in Geder, the Chasav Sefer gives us a big yusayt. Says the yusayt is that shechiyanu, what it means rishus. Shechiyanu rishus means not that it's a suffolk, but that it is subjective. Shechiyanu comes from a person who has such joy in what he has that he says the biggest shechiyanu. He's enjoying it. If you enjoy it a lot, you say shechiyanu. If you don't enjoy it so much, so you don't say shechiyanu. It's not davar kavua, I say shechiyanu on new fruit. It depends how much for me, that's a chiddush. That's what it means rishus. If for you it's a big chiddush, you must say shechiyanu, then it's a chayva. If for you it's not a chiddush, it's not a gishmak, so you don't say shechiyanu. The shechiyanu is subjective based on the other. What? Shaila is basut to it. Yeah, chur, maybe. I want to say, maybe. Exactly. By a suit also, it depends how much your nan am I bad over. See, that's the idea of the Gemara over there, by a fruit as well. That's what it should mean. It depends where you are. That's what he says. So, maybe to add here something that has to do with the parasha. One line. There's a big shiloh that we're going to discuss. Do you say a bracha on the man? What do they say on the man? Do they say a bracha rishayim? There's a big subject of Kivhager and Chazonish regarding Bracha Achroino. That it says that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin Birkas Hazan when Mon came down from Shemayim. Chazonish asked, how do you say Birkas Hazan? Because it says the minute they ate it, it was ready Nivlo Be'Varim, it wasn't there anymore. So a Shaila, how do you say Birkas Hazan on the Mon? But that's Bracha Achroino. What about Bracha Rishayim? So big discussion. Okay, do you say Baruch Hashem? Don't say Baruch Hashem. What does it depend on? One of the discussions, one of the reasons to discuss say Baruch Hashem in the man is that maybe which type of bracha will you say? Boire moitzi lechem mina shamayim. So question: you said new bracha or not? But I once saw an answer. The answer is like this: the man wasn't defined what it was. It was subjective. Whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what you tasted. So you can't. What will it be? Well, it depends what you want. If right now it's a cracker, it will taste like a cracker. You want it to taste like an apple, it tastes like an apple. So it's not something kavua. It's something which is subjective based on what it is. So I saw someone saying, if it's if the sfer is right or not, that maybe you don't say a bracha which could change every moment that you say something. If it's subjective, you don't say a bracha on it. It needs to be bracha which is dover kavua.
What can you say
shakal? Maybe shakal or anything that could change. Because shakal is moitzi.
Shakal
is in the past. But the other, to say shakal a pass.
Okay, but
it's
subjective.
I hear, maybe. Huh? Right. So then the Benyachar, you want to say it's a svar. Someone to say that the pshat is, it's considered to be stealing if you don't say bracha. But the mother was given a shemai to you, it's created only for you, you don't have to say bracha. So that's how we answer that. Benyachar, I hear. I just want to bring this as a do. Efshar, maybe, when you talk about shechionu, which is subjective, well, might say we do say the bracha. But it's a less kavuadik bracha. It's less permanent bracha. So mainly, when I'm giving you a bracha, we say, listen, shechiyon over here is a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? Because it's not, you know, like a bracha be'etzim. The bracha that depends on you. If you're enjoying it, it comes in. If you don't, you don't. So that bracha is different. When we talk about talis, but talis, everybody has to do a shechiyon. So everybody has to do a shechiyon. You don't say by talis, depends on what you're happy with it. That's not subjective. So the shekhin is not a hefsek between the bracha and the achilah. But when nila becomes a subjective bracha, like the Chasefer says, so maybe there, you know, then the shekhin is less tall, it's less kavua, so therefore it's a hefsek between the bracha and the achilah. That may be the pshat and mishabura that you say shekhin before. Lamai said there's so many achrin that say this way and this way, Dovi kamar avi. Again, one solution the mishabura says is to say a bracha, eat a little bit, then say shekhinu, and then you have no problem, according to everybody. Pesel gomer, kol tuva guta tu bishvat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.